الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Just a brief reminder that today is the day of Jumu'ah, and the day of Jumu'ah is a day of great ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is the king of the days of the whole week, and it is the best day in which the sun rises. And every week we are blessed with the day of Jumu'ah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make his ibadat as much as we can on the day of Jumu'ah. Particularly, we find our elders, they were of the particular ibadat of the day of Jumu'ah. One was salawat ala nabi, to increase our durood sharif on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we can read 300 times or make it 313, even better on a Jumu'ah. And how much more, mashallah, one Syrian friend came and he asked what he should read. So I told him, read at least 100 times a day, Durood Sharif. So he says, I'm reading 1500 times. So mashallah. And we saw while he was here, he was reading so much of Durood Sharif. So whether it is 300, 313, 500, 1000, as much as we can read Durood Sharif, especially on the day of Jumu'ah. Another very particular practice which our elders observed for the day of Jumu'ah was Salatu Tasbih. That is to read 4 rakats of namaz, nafal, and the best time is between Zawal and Adhan. And it depends on the season. But whatever time, at night, Tahajjud time, Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq. In the morning, 11 o'clock, whatever time Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq, to read Salatu Tasbih, which is known also to all, which really is a namaz, with 300 times, Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wa La Ilaha Illallah, Wallahu Akbar, in the different postures. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Another very important amal which we found our elders very practical and very regular about was Surah Kahf. We should try and read daily at least the first 10 ayats in the morning and the last 10 ayats at night. Otherwise, and on Jumu'ah, we should try and read the whole surah. And if you can read the whole surah every day, that will be very, very good. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq to observe these amal and preserve them and do them regularly, inshallah. And most of the amal, when a person starts off, it is what our elders call adat. It becomes a habit. And then afterwards, later in life, it becomes ibadat, what is called ibadat. And ikhlas comes very late. But Allah accepts all of it. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala's system also is, when a person corrects something even later in his life, and he was doing it all the time, like our namazes, for example. We know the quality of our namaz when we were little children. For some children, namaz becomes farz by the age of 12, the earliest, and the latest is 15. And at that age, a person who's making namaz, usually where the concentration, where all the, how namaz is supposed to be made at that age. But when now, afterwards, it becomes an ibadat. And it's an adat at that time. Either the parents force the child, or the ustaz in the madrasa, and the child reads his namaz. And then afterwards, it becomes an adat. And then it becomes an ibadat. And ikhlas comes much more later. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. From there also, Allah, give us all tawfiq if we have got any qada namazes. And normally ulama say, if we don't know when we became baligh, then we should take it from the age of 15. But if we know that by the age of 12 and today's, and not only today, years ago already, our food system is such that it makes a person baligh very early. And girls also become baligh by the age of 9 also. So if we have got any qada namazas, any qada rozas, then they are muqaddam. They are preferential. We should try and fulfill them, read them. That is a more greater ibadat. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq for all this ibadat. Now Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. We are on the doorstep of the month of Ramadan. Allah reward our elders who we saw in particular, who took great precaution and time and made ihtimam of the month of Ramadan. We saw Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat was to go out of his way. And Hazrat has written, in fact, a kitab, Akabirin Ki Ramzan, how our elders had spent Ramadan. And we see that, for example, Maulana Abdul Rahim Raipuri Rahmatullah, or Maulana Abdul Qadir Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali, that he hardly had time to speak to his close attendants also. Only at the time of iftari, and his iftari was also just the finjan, that small cup of black tea, sabz, green tea, just 2-3 cups. And while he used to have that, he should speak a few words with his attendants, with his khadims, etc. Otherwise, it was just Quran Sharif tilawat, morning and night. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali himself should read so much of Quran Sharif. In fact, like for example, after Zuhr namaz, then we would normally think of Qailula, but Hazrat would be reading Salatul Tasbih. And in Salatul Tasbih, he would be reading about 10 suparas of Quran Sharif. If we read Salatul Tasbih, normally we will choose the shortest surahs, because we have to read 300 times the third kalima. So we will choose the shortest surahs. But we find that these people, that they should be just reading how much Quran Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I've recited, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe. And the believers are the friends of Allah Ta'ala. Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. Allah is the friend of the believers. And that friendship, like for example, somebody asks you from which town you come, so and so town. You know so and so person. You say, yeah, I know him, but just by face. And I ask you his name. You say, we all call him, for example, Babu. Or any other name. You don't know his name also, but it's a friendship. But you say you know him. And one is you know somebody, what you call a friend, have all details about him. So the friendship with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is also of various degrees and levels. How much one is a person, believes in Allah, alhamdulillah, everything. But one is more and more contact, close contact with Allah Ta'ala. In fact, there are those friends, those people of Iman, they hardly have to lift their hands. Any necessity, they just think, their thoughts go to Allah, and Allah fulfills the necessity. And that contact they have with Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala bless us also. So anyway, these friends of Allah Ta'ala, that those, how much of they engage themselves, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah has written, of all our akabir, of all of them, how much they engage themselves in ibadah during the month of Ramadan. So this is a period that they took great precaution. In fact, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to write to many great, good ulama, pious ulama, who are really in the literal sense of it very pious. And in the whole year, they were teaching in the Darul Ulooms. Bukhari Sharif, etc., other hadith kitabs, etc. And Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali should write to them, and what he should say, you have allowed 11 months to go by without paying attention to your ruh. You paid attention to your teaching and all that. But now yourself, now this 1 month is for that purpose. So try and spend this month in the worship and to build that connection with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. We are very, very weak and we are very, very far. And really, al-mar'u yaqisu ala nafsihi. A person compares according to his own condition. So comparing to my condition, well, we say that we are very, very weak. But these people, how much they should engage themselves in the ibadat of Allah. So then the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, Allah gave us also the opportunity to spend Ramadan with Hazrat Shaykh in Saharanpur. And we saw all these great, great people and how much of ibadat they used to make. And fully, all the time, 24 hours you can say, they were engaged in the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us also tawfiq. On one occasion, when Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakriya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, was very ill. It was his last days towards the end of his life. And one doctor who used to treat Hazrat, he treated Hazrat. At that time, Hazrat asked about his main attendants, khadims who were attending to Hazrat, what is he doing, what is he doing, what is he doing. So they said all, what work they are doing, and all were engaged in some dini work. So they asked about the doctor, Hazrat asked, so he said that he is going to his surgery, and he will be attending to his patients. So Hazrat said one thing at that time, that ye bhi koi kaam hai. Is this also some work? In other words, this is not work. Work is something about deen. Though Hazrat was not against it. Hazrat took treatment himself also, but to give preference to dini work. And elders right also, we should try and set ourselves up in such a way that all our dunya's work, we do it finish before Ramadan, and whatever is not completed, we try and leave it for after Ramadan. But the month of Ramadan, we leave it exclusive for the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and to devote ourselves to Allah Ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, how many satis have come, they freed themselves. There were many other things also they could do. And also, another very beautiful way to spend Ramadan is in Jamaat. There are many satis who are gone in Jamaat also, and they spend their month in Jamaat activities. If we do it correctly, according to the usuls, how much benefit we get. And here also, if we spend our time according to the usuls, how much benefit won't we get. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. So this month should be tried to, we should try and spend it. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam himself, before the month of Ramadan, we know the famous hadith, Fadaili Ramadan, the first hadith of Fadaili Ramadan, where Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam encouraged and said, a month has come which has thrown its shadow over you. It's here by you already now. It's a great month. And then in that one hadith, the lengthy hadith, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam explained so many virtues of this month of Ramadan, that when the first night of Ramadan comes, then the Hurul Ain of Jannat, they come out from the wonderful, beautiful palaces of Jannat, and they come onto the balconies. And Ridwan, who is in charge of Jannat, he's in charge of looking after Jannat, they asked him, which night is this, O Ridwan? Because they see that it is a different night completely. The 29th, 30th of Shaban is different. And the very next night, the first night of Ramadan, Allah make it, we also feel that difference. But they realize what a great difference it is and what a great night that night is. So they ask, which night is this? So he replies and he says that this is the first night of Ramadan. And in this night, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala's mercies come down. In the hadith it is explained also that throughout the year, Jannat is so beautiful. We cannot imagine the beauty of Jannat. But throughout the year, Allah keeps on beautifying Jannat for the coming of Ramadan. So Allah makes it more and more beautiful for the coming of Ramadan. So when this Ramadan comes, when the first night of Ramadan and all this beautiful, wonderful environment is there, and the Hurul Ain of Jannat, they ask, which night is this? And he says, it's the first night of Jannat. And then they hear a music there. And ulama have written that those people who listen to music in this world, if they qualify for Jannat with their amal, Allah's fazl and karam, they will be deprived of the music of Jannat. Allah Ta'ala make it. And that is such beautiful, wonderful music, which will be wonderful, completely not the music of this world whatsoever. That music there. And it will be, and in fact, in Jannat, the greatest ni'mat of Jannat will be when a person makes ziyarat of Allah Ta'ala. And there are people like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam at that level who will be continuously in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, who is the creator of Jannat, the creator of all beauty. So how beautiful mustn't Allah Ta'ala be? When Jannat is so beautiful, in this dunya we see so many beautiful scenery, and Allah is the creator. So the creator of that, how beautiful must he not be? Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, rahmatullah alayhi, says, "E kamar khushtar, ya ke kamar sazad." Is this moon more beautiful, or the creator of the moon? Is the sugar sweeter, or the creator of sugar? Allah is the one who has created it. Allah is the one who put the sweetness. Allah is the one who put the beauty. So what is the beauty of Allah Ta'ala? And so in Jannat, there will be those people who will live what? In the presence of Allah Ta'ala. And that beauty they enjoy. In fact, the other people who will get the opportunity of meeting with Allah Ta'ala, who according to dunya's calculation, on a weekly basis, on the, which is like the day of Friday, though there is no time, it just carries on. But like according to calculation, if you work out, like if you go to the North Pole or the South Pole, where there's only day and only night, then how do you make your five times namaz? On them I have written, you just calculate it. Though it is day all the time, or it is night all the time. But you just calculate and you make your namazes according. So in Jannah, just according to this calculation. So those who will meet Allah Ta'ala on a Friday, then they, when they meet Allah, they will forget all the ni'mats of Jannah, all the enjoyments of Jannah. The meeting of Allah is so superior that it is even more greater than all the ni'mats of Jannah. Maulana Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi, rahmatullah alayh, was a very great wuzurk and pious alim. He was, when Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh was still young, he was an elderly old, one of the seniors of that time. He says that in Jannat, when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when a hurul ain will come and sit in my lap, and I'm reading Quran Sharif, and I will ask her that, Bibi, you want to hear Quran Sharif, you can sit here. Otherwise, you can go. Because the enjoyment of the Quran Sharif, they will have so much that more than what comes into our minds and what we think about, they will enjoy that much more. So such will be the great enjoyment of Jannat. And this first night is now the starting of this great month. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that in this month, the shayateen all chained up also, so that they don't interfere with the rozas of the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In there, Hadhrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi gives an explanation that we find people who still do commit gunas in Ramadan also. So Hadrat explains, either it is because we were so used to making gunas throughout the year, now it is not because of shaitan's instigation, but it has become our habit, and now we're still just carrying on. Or it is the rebellious shayateen which are chained up. But in any way, this is the month now that Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala Himself makes it easy for the ibadat, for His ibadat. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. May Allah save us. There are people who have got illnesses, and because of their illnesses, they cannot keep roza. May Allah save us from that. Make it easy for us. And mashallah, there are those people who till the last namaz they read, and they performed it. They were not so ill that they could not make their namazes towards the end of their life. And may Allah make it easy for us also, that we don't miss any of our ibadat. And Allah takes us, while we are in ibadat, what more to say? And mashallah, there are those people. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali of Durban, our Sheikh Khalifa, he made tawaf of Kaaba Sharif, and he was sitting in the mataf, and then there his maut came. After all his namaz, he made his maghrib also, with jamaat, in the haram, and then he made tawaf also, and then he sat there in the mataf, and with the Kaaba Sharif in front, and maut coming. What a beautiful maut. So Allah make it easy for us also, we can be also in the ibadat of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. So anyway, this is that month when the shayateen are also chained up. And all the insects, birds, fish, etc., they also all make dua for the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for all the people who are fasting of the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we appreciate this great opportunity that is coming in front of us. And Allah Ta'ala save us from illnesses, any other things that handicap us, that keep us back from making His ibadat. For those that Allah has given the opportunity, let us take the full advantage of it. In the Hadith Sharif, we are warned that don't wait for the time when you cannot make ibadat anymore. One lady, old lady, says that now we make namaz and we forget how many rakats we have made. And we forget that in which rakat we are. And she advises the young people that while you are young, take advantage of it. In old age, then forgetfulness, other illnesses, for wudu to stay, all these things become a problem. So while you are young, then and unfortunately, when we are young, we are oblivious. We are unmindful. We don't take advantage. Then Allah loves the ibadat of the young people very greatly. Right? Because at that time, there are plenty other things that attract you. Distractions. Lot of things. And you turn to Allah, and fortunate are those young people who give their time, who give their energies for the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So all the fish, the birds, the insects, all make dua also for the fasting person of the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So and this roza, the first 10 days is the 10 days of the ashra of the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, when Allah Ta'ala's rahmat descends. The second 10 days, the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. In the last 10 days, itqum minan nar, freedom from the fire of Jahannam. So every Ramadan can be such. We just pay a little attention, and it is all within our means, and we get freedom from the fire of Jahannam. And then again, we find that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has revealed the Quran Sharif in this month. Shahrul Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. This is the month in which the Quran Sharif was revealed. So how much we can make our connection with Quran Sharif. Try and read it by day, by night. Especially, mashallah, those who are hafiz and who are good jayid, very good hafiz, try and read it in namaz, even more better. When namaz is also a great ibadat, and in namaz, Tahajjud, Quran Sharif. And even our Tahajjud Namaz, who can read so much Quran Sharif, try and read more of Quran Sharif in Namaz. MashaAllah, there are so many Musallis, so many people who read a lot of Quran Sharif. And in their Namazes also, they read a lot of Quran Sharif. Otherwise, look inside and read, no problem also. And try and read as much as possible. And everyone can benefit from the Quran Sharif. An instance is written of an old lady who could not read Quran Sharif, but she should just pass her fingers on the ayats of the Quran, repeating, Hada kalamu rabbi, these are the words of my Allah, with great respect, and she also got the benefit of reading Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala make it possible that we try and read as much Quran Sharif during this month. And, for example, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, at once wrote to all his khulafa and told them to inform him after Ramadan how many khatams of Quran Sharif they made during the month of Ramadan. All wrote, in them was Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib, the Amir of Tabligh Jamaat. Hazrat wrote back also, and he said that, Allah Ta'ala gave me tawfiq, I only manage 61 khatams. Right? 61 khatams. And with all his other duties of the markaz, Hidayati Bayan, Jamaat's going back home after spending their time, making dua for them, how many other duties? And together with that, 61 khatams. So Allah Ta'ala, and we today, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, mustn't be that we don't even make one khatam. And the Quran Sharif, Nabi Ali Salatu Wa Salam say, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهَجُورًا صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he will be complaining to Allah. And the greatest complaint which Allah will uphold on the day of Qiyamah will be of the Quran Sharif itself. The Quran Sharif is a sifat of Allah. It's a quality of Allah. It's not the creation of Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also has been created by Allah Ta'ala. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Adam alayhi salam also. Allah created. Isa alayhi salam also. But the Quran Sharif is not a creation of Allah. It is a sifat, a quality of Allah. So high is the position. And if the Quran is to complain against us, Allah have mercy upon us. And if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam complains on behalf of the Quran Sharif, the most beloved in the creation of Allah, to Allah Ta'ala is Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. And we are all full of gunas. We are all full of disobedience, transgression all the time. But here Allah gave us the strong. وَأَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Allah Ta'ala says, all of you together, hold firmly onto the rope of Allah Ta'ala. The rope of Allah, ulama have explained, is the Quran Sharif. The one side, one end of it is in your hand, and the other end of it is in Allah's hand, and Allah will never let go of it. The rope will never snap. It will never break. It is just for us to hold on to it. And this is the month of Ramadan, when we can, inshallah, increase and try and read in such a way that what we read more, if perhaps not to that level, but how much we can, it carries on after Ramadan also. We shouldn't just only be reading Quran Sharif in Ramadan, but even after Ramadan we should carry on. Ramadan, we should try and be reading more Quran Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of all this. Tawbah, istighfar is a great ibadat also. Make tawbah to Allah. How we allowed 11 months. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.